probably not as well known as the dog stories. I'm sorry, animal stories feature with Larry and Little Tommy years ago. But we debut Big John and Ray's Pet of the Week this new year of 2018.
Is the pet going to be okay, Johnny?
Little Tommy at Paws of Chicago. The pet is always okay. It's a no-kill shelter. We support Paws Chicago. I support it not only here, but I support it personally. I urge you to do the same. And let's welcome Sarah McDonald, who joins us now. We hope every week with a Pet of the Week that you can adopt at Paws Chicago. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Shotzi's a beautiful and energetic three-year-old boxer mix looking for an active adopter. Why has Shotzi been at the shelter so long, Sarah?
Oh, I love this dog. She is such a sweetheart. She's as friendly as they come, but it's kind of a sad story. She was adopted out originally when she was a puppy and was in a home for 2 years. And unfortunately, the owners had to bring her back because they had a baby. And so she was just devastated to come back. But she is looking for a home that doesn't have any kids in it. And also, she would like to be the only dog.
So she's an attention. She's
exactly.
An attention geek, right? Okay. And that's
exactly.
So it's not that these people that were having the baby were mean, rude, rotten, horrible people. It's just that this dog, I take it, doesn't get along with kids.
Yeah, but she loves every person she meets.
Okay.
She might eventually get along with other dogs, too, but we're just being cautious. So we're trying to find her home that doesn't
so
have any
smart.
Other dogs and any other kids, just to ensure, you know, a long-term success for
I
her.
I had
so
Ollie, my corgi. He lived almost 14 years. He was a terrific dog. He understood me. We used to sit and talk. We'd have cigars and drinks together. I loved Ollie.
Well, do you think maybe the cigars put an early end to Ollie's life?
But he was not a dog person. Ollie just did not get along with other dogs at all. Even the sweetest little Labradors, he would tear into them. And it's a wise decision to try to get Shotzi to a home without young kids and no other pets.
You know, when you go to Paws as well, Sarah, tell me if this is true, but if somebody does have a pet in the house, you'd like them to bring the kids and the pet just to see how they kind of coalesce.
Absolutely. At our adoption center in Lincoln Park, we have beautiful rooms that we call them their get-to-know-you or get-acquainted rooms where you can bring your dog and see if your dog gets along with the dog that you might be interested in. Who knows? Your dog might pick a different friend and you might go home with someone else that day. So it's a really nice way to make sure your whole family's on board and make sure the pet gets along with the family, including the four-legged members, too.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again, I think, next Friday at about the same time. And we have posted a picture of Shotzi at our page at WDLSAM.com. And I know you have it up at your website as well. So we support Paws Chicago. We urge our listeners to do the same.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a terrific weekend. A great weekend, too.
PawsChicago.org is where, if you want to go directly, you can see Shotzi. And they're located at 1997 North Clybourne here in town. When you get the dog, they'll be spayed, neutered, shots, ready to go.